From the darkness, it was crouched, and at first I thought it was a dog, but it was much too large for that, and its flat face looked a lot more like a pig. The thing began to stand up on its legs as far as the low ceiling would allow. It was roughly human in build, but instead of fingers on each hand it had a set of 5 elongated trotters, both sets of which were gripping a vicious-looking crossbow. It was clothed in what looked like patches of leather and crudely fashioned metal, like medieval armor. Its flesh was pale and hairless, and its face was somewhere between human and pig, with just enough attributes of each to make the composite deeply disturbing. Its eyes were 2 small black absences, and its mouth was curved in a permanent, gluttonous smile. Behind it, I could see another couple of pigs approaching in the same 4-footed manner. The way their back legs were articulated seemed to make walking awkward at best. I screamed and kicked out, my foot connecting squarely with the pig's face. The thing fell backwards with a snort of anger, dropping the crossbow. But the others were armed as well, both holding long, curved knives. I grabbed the fallen crossbow and hoped that the thing would work when I fired it. "Get back! Get the hell away from me!" The pig I'd kicked started up on its hind quarters again. It moved its jaws if trying to speak, but all that came out was a series of snuffles. Then it reached out towards me, its trotters clasping the air in front of my face. I fired the crossbow. The bolt thudded into the pig's leg. It squealed and fell back, clutching the end of the bolt where it protruded. I watched blood trickle out, almost luminously bright. The other 2 pigs moved towards me, but I shuffled backwards with the crossbow still in my hands. I pulled a fresh bolt from the cache in the bow's stock and fumbled it into place, winching back the mechanism. The pigs raised their knives, but hesitated to come closer. Then they snorted angrily and began to drag the wounded one back into the darkness. I froze for an instant, then resumed my ascent, hoping to reach the gap before either the pigs or the hunters got to me. I almost made it. Cybeline saw me first, shrieking in either delight or fury. She raised a hand and her little gun appeared in it, springing from the sleeve holster I had guessed she was wearing. Almost simultaneously, a flash of muzzle fire whitened the chamber, the pain of its brilliance lancing into my eyes. Her first shot shattered the staircase below me, the entire structure crashing down like a spiral snowstorm. She had to duck to avoid the debris, and then she got off another shot. I was halfway through the ceiling, halfway into whatever lay beyond, reaching out with my hands for some kind of purchase. Then I felt her shot gnaw into my thigh, soft at first, and then causing pain to blossom like a flower opening at dawn. I dropped the crossbow. It tumbled down the flight of stairs onto the landing, where I saw a pig snatch it from the darkness with a snort of triumph. Fischetti raised his own weapon, got off another shot, and that took care of what remained of the staircase. If his aim had been any better, or if I had been any slower, his shot might also have taken care of my leg. But instead, holding the agony at bay, I slithered onto the ceiling and lay very still. I had no idea what kind of weapon the woman had used, whether my wound had been caused by a projectile or a pulse of light or plasma, nor could I know how severe was the wound. I was probably bleeding, but my clothes were so sodden and the surface on which I was lying was so damp that I couldn't tell where blood ended and rain began, and for a moment that was unimportant. I'd escaped them, if only for the time it would take them to find a way up to this level of the building. They had blueprints of the structure, so it would not take long then if a route existed at all.